Hello, my darlings. So, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and I found myself getting kind of squirmy. And now that I have a few moments to myself, I'd kind of like to revisit it. And so we were discussing a sort of probably unhealthy reaction that I have to certain instances of violence, which again get kind of squirmy and, you know. I've never really categorized it beyond something's fucking wrong with me. But as we were discussing it, it sort of became clear that it's not the violence for violence sake. It's not the actual violence itself that gets me all hot and bothered. It's specifically like a justice kink. Like, I just love to see some fucking dickhead get what's coming to him. Like, it is fucking immensely arousing to me. Adds a whole new layer of fun to watching action and superhero movies, let me tell you. But especially when it's just like, just swift and savage fucking retribution. Like, oh my god. It's a problem. But knowing that it's specifically, you know, justice situations makes me feel a little bit better. It's not just random violence for its own sake. But I was reminded of a situation where a group of my friends and I were all met at this restaurant for dinner. There was a whole bunch of other shit going on with this one particular guy and his situation, but toward the end of the evening, this fucking cockroach reaches over and grabs his pregnant girlfriend by the back of the head and just slams her face into the table at the restaurant. And his best friend immediately snatched him up and drug him out of the restaurant and beat the brake shoes off of him in the parking lot. And I gotta tell ya, once the friend was finished beating the shit out of that guy, I got his number. 'Cause that was some of the hottest shit I have ever seen in my life. Just immediate, just fucking oh. I'm getting away from myself, Lord. Okay, but yeah, that shit was fucking hot, and I'm not usually one for violence in general, but that, something about it. And it wasn't, the friend wasn't expecting any sort of, it was just the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do. And he just did it instinctually. And, oh man. Oh, and it was, I mean, it was fucking hot to watch, but I fucking ruined that boy. But it was mostly because, like, he did it because it was the right thing to do, and it was fucking hot to watch. But also, I knew that I would never have to fear that violence from him, like myself. And that juxtaposition, I think, of here being this person that can visit great pain and suffering upon someone else who fucking deserves it, turning around and being just so gentle and compassionate and kind and kind of subby, let's be honest, with me was it's one of my favorite things. And I think maybe part of it was knowing that I could be a little rough with him and that he could take it. Oh, because I was all teeth and fingernails with that one. Oh. He actually ended up having to go to the hospital for something unrelated not long after our interaction, and they they asked him if he had been if he was safe where he lived, if he was afraid of anyone or anything like that, because his back was just a lattice work of scratch marks from my fingernail. Situations like that, just fuck. Mm-hmm. Clearly. Oh, my face is hot. I'm all flushed. Whew. So, yeah. That's me and my justice kink.